Recording 4.4.
Could you tell us, Andrew, is there still a difference between the tabloid newspapers and the so-called quality press in Britain?
Oh yeah, there's a huge difference. I mean, physically you'll see the difference straight away because a tabloid paper is smaller. The so-called quality press, otherwise known as broadsheets or the heavies, have up to now tended to be bigger recently. Because of the problems people have had, say, on trains, on buses, opening newspapers that are too big, they've become smaller. The Times, for example, has gone into a tabloid format, but the tone of the paper hasn't changed. They still use more serious language. They still use smaller headlines. They still present the news in a more sober kind of fashion. Whereas a tabloid newspaper tends to shout at you a bit more, tends to direct your eyes more across the page, huge pictures, huge headlines. It tells you what to think and how to react. Also, the tabloid papers tend to have a much bigger circulation. They sell in the millions, whereas the broadsheets sell in the hundreds of thousands. And that's a sort of reflection of the kind of the way society breaks up, you know, of the way society is constructed. The more intellectual end of the newspaper market would maybe sell between 300,000-400,000 and 800,000, and the biggest selling papers sell about 3 million, and they're the furthest down market.
Can you tell us, Andrew, what kind of stories really sell newspapers?
Well, it depends what newspaper you're talking about. You have to, as a journalist, think about who's reading your paper when you're deciding how to prioritise your stories. The broadsheet newspapers tend to focus on the more serious stories. Political stories especially are a great favourite for them to lead on. If you go right to the other end of the market with the down market, so-called red top tabloids, they like TV stories, they like stories about film stars, they like stories about royals, they like crime stories, something with a much sort of brasher, instant appeal. Our newspaper, the paper I work for, is somewhere in the middle of the market, so sometimes we'll splash. The splash is the main story on the front page. That's a term that journalists use. Sometimes we'll decide that the splash should be a political story, sometimes a crime story. We like family stories. We like stories that relate to the kind of people that are buying our paper, the middle-class families that we think are at the heart of our circulation.